afternoon, well, almost evening, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. I think I'm really doing this episode. It's the second of the day. Did one this morning and published it straight away. I've once again lapsed, so I've fallen behind. As you all know, if you've been paying attention, I normally record an episode and then publish it in the early hours of the following morning. But I've missed one out. So then I feel under pressure to record one kind of first thing in the morning and get that done, which doesn't bring me joy. So I'm doing this now. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but just to kind of get it done, get back on track. So I apologise. No, I don't apologise for that. I'm just doing it. As you know, I say what I say, you get what you get. So I'm actually just sitting outside work at the moment, just having a little sit in the car before I go in. And I've got no idea where to go with this because of that. I think I set myself up for failure by presenting this as just a bit of a filler to the whole thing. So it feels like that's kind of shut a part of my brain down. And also I'm sitting in the car and I don't speak, I don't think as freely when I'm sitting, when I'm not mobile. But it's quite a chilly evening actually. It seems to have turned a bit chilly, as it does in the evenings. It's obviously dark now in the UK. It has been a bit warmer lately than it had been. I guess it will go cold again at some point. Such is the weather in the UK. It can be a bit all over the place, you know. We also like to talk about the weather. I think it's something that we bond over, you know. I'd say it's a shared interest. I don't know that it's really an interest as such. It's almost like a shared battle against the elements that we seem to like to hide away from the weather, whatever it is. If it's cold, we hide away. If it's windy, we hide away. If it's hot or too hot, we hide away. You know, rather than just embracing the weather for what it is. Maybe that would be a better approach. I don't really know. I'm waffling on about the weather. I like all the weather. All the weather has its benefits. And some of the weather may not have necessarily perceived benefits to us directly and personally, which seems to be important to people, such as the selfishness, I suppose. The self-centeredness. But certainly in the UK, I look at it as well. That's the price we play? That's the price we pay for this green and pleasant land that we live in. You know, we're quite, I don't know about unique as such. We're certainly in a part of the world where we do have that kind of very changeable kind of weather. Climate does create a certain look to nature, which is nice, you know? So, all very green, generally. And even through the summer months, generally, you get to experience the lovely bright green of the sunshine on the grass, etc. It's very rare that we get so hot, although was it last year, the year before? So hot that, yes, the grass all went brown and the world was going to end. But it didn't, because as soon as it rained, within a week, it was all back to normal. Nature's amazing, isn't it, really? So I think there we have it, you know. I didn't feel like I was filling time there. I do feel like looking back, I was filling time. But hey, this might be of interest to you. For all I know, it might be as enjoyable, maybe even more enjoyable than other episodes that I've published. One thing I do know is that I'm back on track again and no longer under the extreme pressure I've been putting myself under for the last 2 days. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.